Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Gary?
Yeah.
Hi, Gary. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I was calling because we finally got a hold of your service coordinator, and the authorization for services will be coming in next week on the 2nd. The only thing is, I just wanted to reconfirm, is Larry still going to be your caregiver?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Because he still hasn't completed some things. He did say for us to reach out to him at 2 p.m., hoping he would be able to finish whatever is missing. Would you be able to give him a call just to make sure if he can complete it so that we don't have any issues on the 2nd?
I'm right here.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good.
So we just want to make sure that all the things are in so we can make sure we get to pay you as soon as the authorization comes in so there's no
right.
issues.
Right.
Perfect. Is it okay? Uh-huh.
The fingerprints. I have a newborn baby.
Oh, congrats.
Yes, and I got a lot of things going on. I don't have any income. That's why I don't have money to be able to pay for the fingerprints.
Got it.
I don't have no mailing for 2 years of proof of residency. Gary can tell you we live together here in Queens. He can tell you I've been here for 2 years.
No, that I understand. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything else, like a phone bill or like
I got my phone here. I have a phone here. You have a phone.
Right. We don't.
And I got electric bills up there. But meanwhile, everything is going through. Everything is fine. I talked to the lady. She came here and did everything. Now we're just waiting for everything to get processed.
Got it. Okay. So you don't have like a phone bill or anything that has, because it has to have Larry's name. That's the only thing.
Yeah. We have stuff here at the house.
What you can do is, do you have like an app for the phone? If you have like AT&T or
Verizon, you have an app. Yeah.
So what I would say is check on the app. You should be able to look at your bills. And you should be able to go back at least 2 years, well, hopefully. And then if you can pull that up, then you don't have to get the fingerprint. As long as it has a Pennsylvania address.
He has a phone.
He has on. Are you able to look at the app to see if it comes up?
Yes, he has a cell phone.
All right, so on the your provider, so if, I don't know what your phone provider is. If you have the app for it, you should be able to go to, like, the bill
that's
history
saying,
and pull up the bill.
That's what I'm saying. He could use his phone.
Do you have the bill, though?
Yes, we have a bill. We have bills here. We don't have a phone. We have a cell phone. We have a phone.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying is on the app, like the phone app, you should be able to pull a bill from 2024 to show that you have the address from Pennsylvania. That's all that we need to see.
All right.
And it goes from 2024. Y'all say
yeah.
2023.
So if you have something from January 2024, then it should be fine, as long as it's from 2 years from now. Well, 2 years before. Well, better. Yeah. So I would say try that route. So that way you don't have to go and get fingerprinted. Because if you have it, then, I mean, I don't want to make you go anywhere, you know, if you don't have to.
Sorry. So this company is, you have to go through a lot of blueprints and stuff with this company. Because they said everything was going through. Everything was official. So I don't want nothing to be backed up.
No. As long as I think that's the only thing that we're missing, because the only reason, I mean, Pennsylvania requires a caregiver to show 2 year proof. That's why we have to do it. And then if not, they require fingerprinting. But as long as you have that bill, then you should be fine. I don't think there should be any issues at all. As long as it has Larry's name, it should be fine. The name, the date, and the address.
All right. So how long is the process going to be? Because he said it was going to be this week. She said everything was going to be happening by Friday or Saturday.
So that's if he has to get fingerprinted, because if he has to go get fingerprinted, then he has to go in and then, I mean, he has to go in and get the fingerprint and they have to, you know, go through it, and that takes a while. But he has everything else in, so that's literally the only thing we need. So if you have, again, if you check to see, even if, like, you have a bank statement, you don't have to show us, like, what's there, but as long as it has, like, the bank's name, your name, the address and the date, like the bank statement date, that's more than enough. Because that's all we need to see is just an address from Pennsylvania with Larry's name on it and a date from 2 years ago. Then it should be fine. Now, that's why the fingerprinting takes so longer, because, again, we have to wait for the results to come back, and that's what the delay. But as long as we have something with an address name, we should be fine. There's not going to be any holdup.
All right.
Okay? So let me know.
So when is the lady coming back while I heard?
So I don't think anybody else should be going back. If you do have the statements, you can either email it or you can send a screenshot to it via text to Monica or to myself at this number, whatever is easier for you guys.
All right, thank you.
Or you can email it too.
All right, thank you.
Perfect. No problem, Gary. Thank you, Larry.
Nice.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.